answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
On August 17th, about 4 months ago, I sent Prime Minister Albanese of Australia a letter in which I gave him warning that the Australian government's policy was promoting and encouraging anti-Semitism in Australia. I wrote, "Your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire. It rewards Hamas terrorism. It emboldens those who menace Australian Jews and encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. Anti-Semitism is a cancer. It spreads when leaders stay silent. It retreats when leaders act. I call upon you to replace weakness with action, appeasement with resolve. Instead, Prime Minister, you replaced weakness with weakness and appeasement with more appeasement. Your government did nothing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism in Australia."
And then it all culminated over this weekend as they began to celebrate Hanukkah in Australia at Bondi Beach. That was Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu saying, "I delivered a warning to them. I told the Australian Prime Minister months ago, everything you're doing is appeasing those who hate Jews. And you are going to have an uprising. You're going to have an incident in your nation because you let it rise and get to the point where now they're looking to kill Jews." And it happened. In fact, according to the initial investigation, it was a father and son, stepping out on the beach armed with their rifles and shooting anyone and everyone, including children. They didn't care. They knew they were all Jews gathered to celebrate Hanukkah. Killing at least 15 at the Bondi Beach Hanukkah celebration. They both had been investigated previously for ties to the so-called Islamic State, and ISIS flags were found in their car. Obviously a terrorist anti-Semitic attack. And you know what the response is from some in Australia? "We need more gun control laws." Are you that much of an idiot? The two doing the killing had their guns. Those on the beach were helpless. But there was one incident of heroism that should stand out and should be repeated over and over again. I'll break it down for you as we move forward. Thanks for joining us. December 12th, Larry Connors USA, hour number one. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave the next 2 hours with more information than you have right now. I promise you. And in our next hour, a new border proposal. What do you think about this? You come into the U.S., hand over your phone. We want to look at your phone. Are you willing to do that? Do you think that's a good idea? Why would it be done? We'll get into that in our second hour. And later this hour, the story behind the story, the tragic death of TV news anchor Mary Phelan, TV news anchor and friend of mine. Very personal. But I want to share it with you later. I do want to remind you that when you're on News Talk STL, you can pick us up anywhere using our app. Simply download it on your phone, News Talk STL. You can listen to us from anywhere, and I mean anywhere. All you have to do is download it, open it up, and whatever we have on the air at that moment, you're listening to. And reminding you, when we're on the air right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I appreciate those who do. And those who want to, how do you do it? Well, you go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Larry Connors USA Facebook. We are so many locations, I can't even begin to list all of them. And reminder, after each program, we post podcasts audio and video. Where do you find those? At News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and LarryConnorsUSA.com. The Help Feed My People project continues, and with your help, it's getting bigger and bigger. We've got barrels set up for you to drop off non-perishable goods so we can distribute them to those in need. We're doing this along with the St. Louis County Republicans. Some of our sponsors stepping forward. Bartolini's has barrels outside their location, as does Chris's Pancake House, Michael's Flooring, St. STL Windows and Doors. We've got barrels everywhere. And all it takes is for you to drop off at least half a dozen cans, more if you can, of any non-perishable food item. And sometimes toiletry items. Don't forget those. Those are also in need. And we thank you for it. Also reminding you where our Stocking Stuffer promotion continues through this week. We've got several sponsors offering numerous gifts, credit cards, multiple credit cards to Havana 1961 Restaurant, Trolley Stop Bakery, Whistle Pig Outdoors, and others. And the grand prize, $500 gift certificate from Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. But let me remind you, you don't stand a chance to win if you don't register. How do you do that? You go to Newstalk STL. All we need is your name and a contact information. And then we'll reach out to you after we do the drawing. You don't have to do anything else. We make it real easy for you. Now, back to this crisis in Australia over the weekend. These are folks gathering for a Hanukkah celebration, one of the most high holy days for Jews. And they're on the Bondi Beach, in Australia. It's a day of surf and fun until two men show up, a father and a son, carrying rifles, and they begin to shoot everyone out on the beach who has nothing more than a beach towel to protect themselves. Netanyahu did point out, and this is critical, and I want it emphasized, in the midst of all this carnage, there was a hero that might have saved some lives. Netanyahu.
We saw an action of a brave man, turns out a Muslim brave man, and I salute him, that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. But it requires the action of your government, which you're not taking. And you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere. Because the disease spreads and it will consume you as well. But we are worrying right now about our people, our safety, and we do not remain silent. We fight those who try to annihilate us. They're not only trying to annihilate us, they attack us because they attack the West. In Syria, we saw yesterday two American soldiers killed and one American interpreter killed as well. Killed because they represent our common culture. Now, as a result of this, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said the following. He said, "Let it be known that if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you."
As we should. And yes, we lost two soldiers due to a terrorist attack in Syria, and an interpreter working for us. Netanyahu began that statement by, "There was one man, a hero, a Muslim man, a Muslim who saw this carnage taking place, and he jumped on the attackers." He had to know, whether or not he knew them by name, I doubt, but he had to know they're looking to kill people, and they're killing Jews. This was a Muslim who stepped forward to stop it. I want you to keep that in mind. And remind yourself, not all Muslims are jihadists. Every jihadist is a Muslim. But this Muslim man stopped and took the gun away from one of these shooters and probably did stop additional killing. There's an Australian Jewish advocate, Dion Taylor. She has declared the Prime Minister of Australia has, quote, blood on his hands. She described that terrorist attack as transformational watershed movement for her country. And urging the left-wing PM to call President Trump to learn how to lead with strength in protecting citizens encountering rising threats. Citing Trump's success in combating anti-Semitism on campuses and elsewhere. And we also had one of those over the weekend. But before we get to that, I want you to hear from this Aussie influencer.
This just happened in Bondi Beach, Australia. This is what happens when you let thousands and thousands and thousands of unvetted migrants into our country.
Does anybody else feel it? Like this is the moment right now for the first time that the entire world is waking up from the UK to Australia to the United States. It's not a conspiracy. Islam is not here to integrate with us. They've said it time and time again on interviews, podcasts, laughing on reels. Now we're seeing in real time that they're coming in and making massive moves like this. This isn't fear-mongering. This is keeping it real with you guys. It's time to start really considering who needs to be deported and how quickly that needs to happen. Anyone who came into this country illegally, like these people, anyone who came to this country that are touching our women, anyone who came into this country that are causing auto accidents and unaliving people, all of them have to go. This isn't racism, this is America, and this is our country. Everyone needs to take a stand right now. I hope the world does. Prayers to all the victims at Bondi Beach. This is absolutely disgusting.
But every time you call out and say they're Muslim, you're labeled racist. Well, we just praised a Muslim who stepped in to stop some of the carnage. And then over the weekend at Brown University's campus in Providence, Rhode Island, a 19-year-old woman identified as a devout Christian and a vice president of the school's college Republicans chapter. Don't know if either one of those figured into why she was targeted, but she was shot dead. Think of her family and how they're going to go through this holiday and those in Australia who lost 15 and others are in the hospital. Our nation is not just facing radical jihad and attacks on the homeland from those led in by Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. But also massive fraud, President Trump.
The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country.
Now, some of you might find that a little shocking and startling. I think it's a reality check. A reality check in very harsh language. If they're coming here to assimilate, that's one thing. But they're not. Most of them are not. And you can talk about the fraud. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
Based on what we have found so far, we believe that the Somali fraud operation in Minnesota is the single greatest theft of taxpayer dollars through welfare fraud in American history. We believe that we have only scratched the very top of the surface of how deep this goes. And you're familiar with all the scams with pretending that children have autism who are not in fact autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when in fact nobody was ever enrolled. controlled and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme, and we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. But based on the records that we already have, and this is a significant undercount, by the way, 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing on this country.
Wow, that much on welfare. And that's an understatement. And a lot of them on there fraudulently. And Dr. Mehmet Oz.
It's true. A Somali fraud ring in Minnesota stole over $1 billion from Medicaid. How did this happen? Well, Medicaid programs are run by the states, which in Minnesota means the Tim Walz administration. Governor Walz and the state's other Democrats rely on Somali votes to get elected. So they decided to look the other way because they were afraid of, quote unquote, political backlash. Don't take my word for it. That's what a Somali American fraud investigator told the New York Times. When these scammers realized that nobody was guarding the cash register, they went gangbusters.
Yep, they did. No one's watching. Grab what you can. Free for all. And here's a perfect example. You ever been to the Maldives off the Indian Ocean? Beautiful place, resort, I hear. I've never been there. But Somalians went there on your money.
A group of Somali immigrants were taking your tax dollars and spending it there on the life of luxury. They were flying around the world, buying cars, champagne, you name it, and it was all on your dime. So this is who we're talking about. This is Abdimajad Mohammed Nur. He's going to spend the next 10 years in federal prison after investigators say he, who was living in Minnesota, took part in a $48 million COVID-19 pandemic. This was a meal fraud scam. So they spent hundreds of millions of dollars that were meant to feed hungry American kids. Those kids didn't get the meal that this was meant for. Prosecutors say stacks of cash that you're looking at like this were just blown on luxury cars for waterfront properties out in Minnesota, some nice cars, and then this private villa in the Maldives.
Well, that's perfect. Taking the money intended for the children. Where is the left crying out, oh my God, the children? They're not there. They are applauding and taking part in a lot of this. And I remind you, it's not just a Somalian fraud issue. It's a Democrat fraud issue. Coming up, Trump has no plans to ease up on the Venezuelan drug shipments, and he's ready to escalate military action. And our story behind the story today, the death of the beloved news anchor and friend, Mary Phelan. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Do you intend on seizing more oil assets from Venezuela and other takers?
I wouldn't tell you that. It wouldn't be very smart for me to tell you that. We are knocking out drugs at levels that nobody's ever seen before. Every one of those boats you see get shot down, you just save 25,000 American lives. But we knocked out 96% of the drugs coming in by water, and now we're starting by land, and by land is a lot easier.
President Trump defending his crackdown on drug traffickers in the Caribbean and not ruling out the possibility of moving the fight to land. It comes as the U.S. seizes a Venezuelan oil tanker carrying sanctioned oil, which the Justice Department says was part of an oil shipping network supporting terrorist groups.
Well, Max Boot, who writes for the Washington Post, a column, said we're seeing fewer of these boats being hit. Maybe Trump has gotten the word that you better not hit those boats. Maybe the Venezuelan cargo cocaine shippers have decided, I'm not going out on a boat. My God, they come in from everywhere over us. Why should I? But they want us to tell you, oh, I think Trump is reevaluating and not going to hit these boats. Why don't you put a boat out there and find out? You want to do that? But that's Max Boot of the Washington Post. You would expect that. And his opinion piece begins, seizing Venezuelan oil takers could backfire on Trump. Well, we're going to dig into that in more detail. But I want you to listen first to former Secretary of State for Trump, Mike Pompeo.
We all know this. Sanctions without enforcement are meaningless. You can write it down on a piece of paper or pass an executive order. But if you're not willing to do the hard work of actually stopping the flow of whatever it is, narcotics or oil or whatever it is that's been sanctioned, it's not very meaningful. I think what President Trump is demonstrating is that you can do this. You can do it in a way with tactical excellence. That was quite something to watch.
Yeah.
And importantly, I think what he's really trying to do is put pressure on the regime, economic pressure. And so if you begin to take, I think the tanker had something short of 1 million barrels of crude oil. Do the math pretty fast. Maduro will be out of money and out of the ability to continue to pay the thugs that are destroying the lives of the Venezuelan people and putting America at risk. If you do this at some scale, you can pretty quickly put pressure on the regime in a way that will give the Venezuelan people a chance to change the government that they live under.
Yeah, and you know what? Those tankers are going to continue to be targets. The Wall Street Journal points out the tanker last week carried roughly 2 million barrels of oil. That would amount to about $80 million. 5% of what Venezuela spends monthly on imported goods. The prospect of more such seizures could lead shipping companies to cut off Venezuela. They don't want their boats seized, thereby plunging Venezuela into a fresh economic crisis. In fact, a Venezuelan economist, I should say, said this result could be a very deep recession for Venezuela. Keep in mind, it won't hurt Maduro. It will hurt his people more, to the point where maybe they've had enough. But Max Boot, continuing his piece for the Washington Post, said, capturing oil tankers is likely to do far more damage to the Maduro regime than blowing up drug boats. Maduro and his henchmen may profit from the drug trade, but the revenue being reaped by drug cartels and hence by corrupt Venezuelan officials is not going to be dramatically affected by losing a few speedboats. Seizure of oil tankers is different. Yes, it is. And Trump knows where the pressure points are. Venezuela knows where the pressure points are. So if they're wanting you to believe Trump has backed off of hitting these boats because there's been so much controversy, I say they're not in the water. They're not putting them out in the water. And if they want to try it, go ahead. Make sure you leave a note for your next of kin. And the fraud that is happening inside our nation, primarily in Minnesota, primarily inside the Somalian neighborhoods, but keep in mind this is not just a Somalia fraud issue, it is a Democrat fraud issue. And of course, one of the Minnesota representatives, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Somalia originally, says the bad guy in this picture is not us, it's Trump.
It is really disturbing and creepy to have the president of the United States be obsessed with you.
Creepy.
And those who share your ethnicity. I know that he is deflecting from the failures of his presidency.
And so are you.
He rather scapegoat us.
And so are you. Deflecting. That's creepy. Everything in there signals in between the lines, calling Trump and anyone calling for accountability on the Somalians, racist. I read a piece the other day that said, many that saw this happening and going on a continuous basis feared calling it out, not because it was wrong, but because they would be labeled racist. No one wants to be called a racist, but when you're dealing with law and order and accountability, I don't give a D what kind of religion you are, what your ethnicity is, or anything else about you. Even you could be the most flaming transgender in the world. If you're not committing the fraud, I don't care, unless you're preying on children. But what they want to do is, if we hold the R word up, that'll put them to a halt. And it does. It does in many cases. Many people start backing down, cowering a little bit. The other day when Senator Kennedy was on the floor calling out some of this fraud, he repeated numerous times, I am not racist. And you know what? On one hand, I was kind of upset that he did it so many times because he felt compelled every time I level a charge against the Somalian group criminals, I have to preface it, I'm not racist. Well, I'm not racist, and I've already made it clear. And if you're a Somalian involved in fraud, if you're a U.S. citizen involved in fraud, I'm calling you out. But then now, Ilhan Omar is worried about her brother.
Everybody knows I came to the United States at the age of 12, gained my citizenship at the age of 17, and I am an elected representative in the House of Congress.
And yeah,
so,
you are.
The House of Representatives in Congress. And so for me, you know, I look at it as a display of
that
his
ticket.
Ignorance. And I see it as a national embarrassment that he continues to say those kind of things, even though he does know what the truth is.
And because I am now a member of the House of Congress. You shouldn't be, but you've got constituents who put you in. And I assume fairly elected, I assume. I'll grant you that. Coming from that district, you probably did. And now she's claiming ICE agents pulled over her adult son over the weekend. She said, my son was born in the U.S. Yesterday, after he made a stop at Target, he did get pulled over by ICE agents. Once he's able to produce his passport ID, they did let him go. Said, my son carries his passport everywhere. Good. Good idea. But they didn't hold him. They didn't jail him. They let him go. But she wants to push ICE agents grab my son. And then what happened? Oh, they let him go. And then you've got one of the biggest jokes in Congress, aside from Ilhan Omar and the rest of the squad, Jazz Crockett and her plans to run for U.S. Senate.
The gloves have been off, and now I'm jumping into the ring. I'm asking for your support to be the next United States Senator from the greatest state of Texas. I'm done with the senators sitting around doing nothing while Trump takes your hard-earned money, skims your Social Security, slashes Medicare, and gives tax breaks to billionaires. I'm done.
She's done, Senator. Is she done? Is she cooked? Is this going to happen? What do you think?
Well, look, the Congress, this is America, Laura, as you know. We all have the right to express our opinion. You're not free if you can't say what you think. And the Congresswoman has the right to her opinion. But I have the right to mine. And somebody needs to tell the Congresswoman. It'll be in her best interest. They need to tell her that the voices in her head are not real. She is wrong on every single issue. The people of Texas will never embrace her message. I don't know why she's doing this, but, you know, hey, you have the right in America to do dumb things if you want to.
Yep.
And she will be leaving Congress. And as far as the other 30 folks that are leaving Congress, look, I get it. I don't want anybody to be in Congress. He doesn't want to be here. Because this stuff's working for the American people, you got to give it 110%. So if people are unhappy, you know, don't let the door hit them in the butt.
Absolutely.
On the way out.
Right in the butt on the way out. Louisiana Senator Kennedy. What has Jasmine Crockett done in her time? She's introduced a few bills, the No Presidential Payouts Act, stopping taxpayer funds for presidential legal bills, but all about bills for the Democrats who need help, and the Next Generation of Farmers Act, easing farmer loan access. Well, that's a good one. Maybe, until you get into the weeds on it. If she wants to run for Senate, so be it. And if Texas dares elect her, I will raise hell in my birth state, believe me. Coming up, the new feature we've introduced. The story behind the story. Today, focusing on beloved broadcaster Mary Phelan.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I've done 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plane. I take the seat from Colombia, Mexico. I just planted up a hotter down Copper Hill.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It was a December night, 1998. I got a phone call from a member of our staff at Channel 4 saying that Mary Phelan had been in a fatal car wreck and she was dead. As it turned out, she wasn't truly dead at that point, but she was in a coma. The accident happened, and many of you would probably recall all the mass construction that was going on for a long period of time at 270 and Olive. She and her new husband were driving down that stretch, and I did talk to him later, and he said, I saw the car coming up behind us really fast. Traffic was stopped in front of us, and I hit the brakes, and I said to Mary, I hope the guy hits his brakes. The other vehicle slammed into his car. He and Mary Phelan were wearing their seat belts. He escaped without any injury. Mary was instantly thrown forward and hitting the door frame between the windshield glass and the door. She had a very small scar on her forehead. I rushed to the hospital. In the meantime, I had a call from another reporter saying, I've just been told to do this story. I don't know what to do. The young woman calling me was Ann Steffens, was a reporter for our staff. Very good reporter. Maybe almost 10 years earlier, I'd had her in a broadcast journalism class I was teaching. And I teach at one point in that class how you must handle cases like this when it involves your own people, that you got to make sure you handle it as you do any others. You're hurting, you're aching, but you've got to deal with the story and treat it no differently than someone else's death. Because every death that happens out there affects someone. And reminding the reporters in training at that point, keep in mind that everything you say and do is affecting someone out there. You're not just speaking into a vacuum. So when Ann called and said, I've been told I've got to do the story. I repeated to her, just do what we discussed. I will be willing to do an interview with you. I'll do the first interview with you because you're going to want to talk to Mary Phelan's companions and friends. I get to the hospital. I see her husband, obviously in deep grief and sorrow. I go into her hospital room, and the beautiful Mary Phelan, with a smile that could truly, you hear people talk about someone with a smile that could light up a room. Hers did. She beamed with excitement and vitality. It was infectious. If you were near Mary, you could not be a downer, because she was going to lift your spirits. And there she was at the bed, tubes, machines running, and that one mark on her forehead. At that point, she was in a coma, and they did not think they'd be able to pull her out of it. And they were, at that point, considering pulling the plug. And if her husband authorized organ donation, they would get to work on that. When you have someone in your life that you work with on a continuous basis and they're suddenly gone, it's like a family member. Crews that work at TV and radio stations, if they're there long enough, they are family. In fact, you often spend more time with that family than your real family. And that's the way many of us felt about Mary Phelan. Beautiful woman, blonde, tall anyway, and always wearing red high heel shoes, making her even taller. But she loved laughing. She loved singing. She often was in various choirs around the area. She was very good at news. She had originally been hired by KMOX Radio, and we brought her down to Channel 4 TV at that point. And she was immediately well-known and loved. Those who knew her only through the radio now saw her in person by our broadcast, and they were captivated, to say the least. There were some stories she did that were hard edge, but often she found stories that might bring more cheer and joy. But the news business, the way it is, you could not always have that kind of story. She had unlimited energy, unlimited fun. One person said about her, it's a July 4th every day if you're around Mary Phelan. Smart, talented. There is a report that for a period of time, she had worked with the Missouri Net newsroom. And Jesse Jackson was speaking from the Capitol steps one day. And Bob Priddy of the Missouri Net assigned her, he said, to cover Jesse Jackson. And she was, in his words, brassy enough to get a one-on-one interview with him after the speech, after which he kissed her on the cheek. It was, according to Bob Priddy, the way he wrote it, a great learning experience. Some believe that Mary Phelan was dismissive of those poor and those below her stature. That really wasn't it. And if you ever doubted it, that should have proven otherwise. So then she went to Channel 4 TV. Her desk was right next to mine. Anytime she saw that I seemed to be befuddled or worried about something, she'd come over and, what's wrong, Larry? What can I do to help? And it wasn't just with me. It was with everyone in the newsroom. And her last few weeks of life were filled with joy. Everyone was complaining about that road work taking forever, 270 and Olive. And I'm not looking to blame anyone in this incident. No blame has ever been assigned to anything that was wrong. But it was not just for her, but for anyone driving that route, an accident waiting to happen. Massive construction, constant lane changes, then you get into night, and then you get into days that maybe folks were imbibing a little bit too much to even be on any highway, and certainly trying to work their way through a construction zone. And there were other accidents, but the one that suddenly raised everything to a new level was the death of Mary Phelan. So I saw her there in the hospital bed and said a prayer over her and stepped out. And shortly after that, they pronounced her dead. Our reporter, Ann Steffens, who was assigned to do the story, was fighting back tears. And I said, just hold it together. We had to treat it like any other story. Now, that's easy to say, but it's when it's someone that's close to you, almost, quote, a member of your family, it's not easy to do. But she did an admirable job, and as I said, I offered to be your first interview. I think that helped her a little bit. I like to think it did. But she went on and did other interviews with other members of our staff. And for each one of them, it was a difficult transition. And to walk into the newsroom the next day, even tougher. There are a couple of things that took place that did not make the air. And one I had a real journalistic battle over, but I had to temper my approach on it because of the trauma that was surrounding Mary Phelan's death. That is more of the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So again, it was 1998. Mary Phelan pronounced dead on December 20. In the car, I know our photographer got a shot of it because I saw it on video as they were preparing to edit the story. He shot a picture of her red shoe, one red shoe, on the floorboard. It did not appear on our air. And I asked the news director, why is that not in there? He said, it's too close, too hurtful, too painful. I'm sorry, but at that point, I went into more journalistic mode. I said, didn't we just have a story the other day of a young boy killed on his tricycle in front of his home, and we showed the wreckage of what was mangled bicycle, tricycle in his yard, his swing equipment. Did we not shoot that and put that on the air? I said, yes. Do not think that that was as hurtful and damning to the family and relatives of that young boy when you did that? Well, and we're not going to do it. This was not a time to have a journalistic exercise or lesson. So I let it slide. But the picture of her shoe on the floorboard, which many would recognize, that's Mary Phelan, that red shoe, should have played. The other real crisis in this story, Mary Phelan had just been married. She had found the man that she wanted to marry. And we'd all been at the church days before, watching her father walk her down the aisle. What a beaming joy, dressed in white. And as he walked her up the aisle and presented her to be married. Father was beaming. I talked to him later and he said, I'm just so excited that Mary finally found someone that she wants to marry. When we were at the church enjoying that, and we knew they were going to leave on a vacation, honeymoon, none of us ever even considered, nor should we, that we would be back at our later the Pillar Catholic Church in Creve Coeur days later. She was married after Thanksgiving, and then days later after they came back from the honeymoon, we were gathered again at Our Lady of the Pillar Catholic Church in Creve Coeur, and her father this time is walking behind her casket. I can imagine how the man put one foot in front of the other. Days before, he had walked her down the aisle to be married, and now he's walking behind her casket. It broke all of us. The story behind the story of the death of Mary Phelan. That's how fast life can change. Another story tomorrow night. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.